Thanks so much, Russell. And you are listening to us this morning in Kitimat at 101.1. The temperature there right now is sunny and a very warm 19 degrees. And it's under those very hot skies today, highs of 35 degrees, that Rio Tinto is getting set to unveil its new smelter plant to national reporters. The multi-billion dollar project keeps aluminum production in Kitimat, and that comes as welcome news for Kitimat's Economic Development Association Director, Rob Burnett.
It certainly is, and in the long term, it pretty much guarantees that there'll be a smelter here providing good jobs for the region for probably the next 40 to 50 years. Well, the people that are going to work in the smelter are already here. I mean, they've been working in the old smelter, and they've been training them for a number of months now on the process in the new smelter, because it's a completely different technology.
That is the Kitimat Economic Development Association Director, Rob Burnett. Now, this project does reduce the number of employees needed at the plant. Raymond Raj worked at the old smelter for 36 years, and the retirees representative for the Unifor Local 2301 joins me by phone this morning from Kitimat. Raymond, good morning.
Good morning, Carolina.
It's a big day for Kitimat.
Yes, it is.
Tell me about what this unveiling of the modernization means for the town.
For the town, I think we will have some job security and long-term job. But another thing is that right now, with this new modernization, the whole community was hoping that we have clean air here.
Right, yes. And what do you make about the discussion over those sulfur dioxide scrubbers?
Because when you are having multi-billion dollar project, and it is very unrealistic that you cannot afford the scrubbers, because you have to go to the source and eliminate the problem. I have worked in the smelter for 36 years, and I have respiratory problems. And I can tell you, because they don't keep the stats in Kitimat, I would say maybe, you will say it's a little high, I would say maybe one in four people, they have some sort of respiratory problems.
So it's not all good news then today?
Well, it could be good news if they do not increase the sulfur dioxide input.
What about the fact that Rio Tinto could have left Kitimat altogether without doing this modernization? What would that have meant?
Well, I don't think that they would have lost the entire thing without the modernization, because I work there, and those ports, in today's standard, they were not modern. You needed more people to work there. But this is, about making more money with less people. So that's why it is modernized, because we have a huge reduction in the employees who are working there at Rio Tinto.
Right, and you're retired, so what does that matter for you?
Oh, it does matter for me. I have retired. I'm living here. That's about 400 retirees who are living here. They want to live in the good environment and good, community, because we lived here. If you work in a place for 36, 40 years, that's your home. Where else are you going to go? We can't afford to go to Vancouver and buy million-dollar homes. So we invested everything here, and we want to live here in peace, security, and in a good environment.
Right. Some people would say that you do have that peace and security with the modernization, because now you know that Rio Tinto will stay there because, as you say, more money, less workers. But how are people in the town feeling about the departure of so many workers?
There has been departure of so many workers, but that's why they left this town, because of their personal reasons. But the people who are here, for them, health trumps everything. Because they are here, they want to stay healthy, they want to have a better life, and I think Rio Tinto it's their obligation to provide us with that, because they have reduced sulfur dioxide. Good for them. They have done a great job. They have reduced fluoride for us, right? And now, when they're going to replace that with sulfur dioxide, and then you want to produce twice as much as you were given permit for. I mean, what are you doing? Why, if you are so worried about your people in Kitimat, and you are so, you know, you are always talking about that you are a friendly and community company, show us. Put your money where your mouth is. You have the scrubbers there, and you reduce sulfur dioxide. Everybody is happy in the town. Like, we're going through this court case. Why?
Raymond Raj is a 36-year-old veteran of Kitimat's aluminum smelter plant. You are going to today's celebration. Why go if you have so many concerns?
Because I don't know what is in there. So, like, what I'm saying right now, okay, they say, well, this is a modernization, it's a beautiful place and everything. I haven't seen it. I don't know how it is. I hear lots of things about it, but I don't want to comment on hearsay.
Right. Do you think your mind might
have
be...
have this conversation after I have been there.
Yeah, you might change your mind after seeing the plant.
Yes.
Well, what are your hopes that you'll see inside? If you had an optimistic list, what would you find?
Well, I hope I find very clean pot rooms, and there are no smokes, and like somehow it is not as hot as I used to work in. So, you know, it's a cleaner and friendlier place where people are treated nicely, and so that's all I expect.
Well, we'll have to check in with you again, Raymond, and see if it lives up to your hopes and expectations. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Okay, thank you, Carolina.
Raymond Raj is the retirees representative for Unifor Local 2301. He worked for Alcan for 36 years, and he will be at today's celebration with the pouring of the first metal. We reached him by phone in Kitimat. What do you think? Are you going to be going to today's event? What are you expecting to see? What do you hope to see? You can share your thoughts with us on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932.